94.5 The Zone. I'm serious, man. When you fly into Newark, New Jersey, and go into the city, it's like The Sopranos as you make that drive. The Sopranos intro. Dawn flies into LaGuardia.
Hey, listen, I was getting there any way I could.
I had to make it happen.
So when you rented a car and drove into the city, I literally know no one that's ever done that.
Yeah.
You didn't hit anybody. You didn't get hit. You didn't cuss anybody out. You didn't get cussed out.
Oh, I didn't say that. Oh. Yeah. One of the officers cussed me out.
Oh, you love getting cussed out by the cops, man.
Especially on the East Coast.
But I don't see. On the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem here?
East Coast.
Yeah.
Yep.
They have a bad attitude.
Without question.
You're more like a NWA fan, like Tupac, West Coast girl.
That's right.
Speaking of which, Daniel Jeremiah is in LA right now.
Oh,
Daniel,
there we go. West Coast.
Speaking of the devil, there he is. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network draft expert, move the sticks. What's up, Daniel?
What's going on, guys? I just finished left the studio here in Los Angeles and driving back to my hotel. I live down in San Diego, and I still, as a child of the 90s, appreciate it every time I drive by a street, which is in a rap song that I listened to in high school.
Man, factual.
Love it.
That's factual. That is factual.
But what about Vanilla Ice? Oh, wait, that's Miami, right? He talks about
yeah,
Miami.
Yeah, that's East Coast. I mean, look.
A1A.
Snow, Vanilla Ice, you know, quality performers in their own right. But, you know, come on. We're
You spot on, Daniel.
I love it. Daniel Jeremiah, so at good. Move the Sticks, NFL Network draft expert. New mock draft out. How many mock drafts will you end up with, Daniel?
I think it's 4 or 5. It used to be a lot more when I first got into this.
Yeah.
Thankfully, over the years, I you know, we have a lot of people that do them, and I don't have to do quite as many of them. So about 4, I think maybe 4 or 5 at the most. It's a fun exercise. People get a kick out of it. It drives a lot of traffic and a lot of conversation. So I enjoy it for what it is, and I've gotten to the point where I can get a good laugh out of how worked up some people end up getting.
Quarterback questions. All right. So who's your best quarterback?
Well, for me, it's Bryce Young. I know the concerns about the size. His tape is unbelievable. I said this on TV today, but if you covered up the names at the top and just looked at the notes that I took on Joe Burrow coming out and the notes I took on Bryce Young, you didn't know how big they were. You're not going to be able to tell the difference. Like he's that type of a player. You wish he was bigger, absolutely. But all these guys have a hole. You've got to be able to navigate around and to deal with. His just happens to be the size, but everything else is pretty darn good.
I noticed, like, a lot of people have the 4 quarterbacks going maybe in the top 5. You've got Will Levis considerably further down your list. Why?
Well, it's a scenario you look at. I think there's always a chance when you have this many that one of them ends up dropping. You know, I feel pretty confident that we're going to see Stroud and Bryce Young go off the board really early in some combination. And then I think after that, there's a chance that it's either Anthony Richardson or Will Levis that one of them ends up sliding a little bit. And I think that also just introduces a whole new group of teams. You know, we kind of assume these guys all go in the top 5 to 7 picks. And then you're like, well, wait a second, what if that doesn't happen? And that's one of the things that are great about mock drafts is you can scenario it out and say, okay, well, in this scenario, how does this change? Who are the next tier of quarterback teams? And who might be a team that might be thinking about moving up? So I don't do trades in mock drafts this early. I think it's kind of pointless.
Yeah.
So I like to identify teams with players and with needs that way.
Just before we continue to kind of talk about your mock drafts, I guess let kind of pull the curtain back. Let everybody know how, like, what kind of goes into how you decide where players are going in your mock drafts, like not who specifically you talk to, but you know, where you get your info and how they change from maybe the first one you did, like, you know, months ago to the one that you just released.
Yeah, it's a great question. I describe it this way. I do my top 50 ranking, which is probably, you know, that's more what I care about because that's how I see the players. I do that with my eyes, and then I do mock drafts with my ears. So it's who I talk to, what I hear. An example of that might be, okay, I'm looking at it. I know that they need to take a quarterback. They're a team that needs a quarterback. It's between this guy and that guy. Well, I've got a buddy who's a coach or another team whose best friend happens to be the quarterback coach on this team. And he said that this ex-quarterback bombed his interview and he couldn't stand him. So, okay, well, I'll give him the other quarterback. I don't even know if he likes the other quarterback, but I know he doesn't like this one. So it's just that type of conversation. Those types of conversations lead to, you know, where you end up throwing these guys in. And some of them, to be honest, I mean, you don't have any information. And you just look at it and say, okay, I know this GM. I know what he covets in players traditionally. So I can try and connect the dots that way.
Out of all, since we're in Tennessee, Hendon Hooker, like, what's your thoughts on him? Where would you have him going?
I'm a big fan of Hendon Hooker, and I've said it. If he had a healthy process, if he made it through the year healthy, and he was, even with the age, if it was just him being healthy and not having the ACL, I think he's a lock as a first-round pick.
Yeah.
And I still think there's a really good shot he ends up going in the first round. I put him in that one to Minnesota. Everything about the tape is great. You're going to have to navigate around that offense, which is, you know, that old Baylor offense, which is kind of goofy. You know, you literally you've got guys on the lined up outside where they could hold hands with the coach on the sideline. That's how far they spread you out. So it's a little unrealistic in terms of the space that he gets to operate in versus what it'll be like in the NFL. But he can make every throw. He's got a strong enough arm. He's a really good athlete. Everything I know from folks down there, they rave about him in terms of intelligence and work ethic. All that stuff's there. He's a guy that I just would bet on. You know, I think he's going to be he's got a really good opportunity to be a quality starting quarterback.
Are you more high on Tyree Wilson or Nolan Smith? Which one?
I would take Tyree Wilson. I love Nolan Smith. I wish he had been healthy, but Tyree Wilson is so much bigger and so much longer. He's going to be able to set the edge really easy out there. He's going to be scheme diverse. You can use him in a lot of different ways. He's a really good player. You can get a chance, you know, none of us did, to see him work out at the combine, but he's going to test like a freak too now. I know obviously Nolan ended up running the 4.39, which is just insane, but he's 237 pounds or whatever he is. It's just a much bigger, much longer guy who's still a legit in the 4.5s type athlete, which is pretty ridiculous.
Daniel Jeremiah with us on 3HL. Move the Sticks is the podcast.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Let's go offensive line. Peter Skoronski, Paris Johnson, Broderick Jones, Darnell Wright. Like, how do you kind of shuffle those guys?
Titans fans are interested, needless to say.
Yes. No, it's a good group. I don't think, and I'll preface it by saying, I don't think there's anybody that's at the level of Rashawn Slater when he was coming out, or Penei Sewell. I think that was a really, really good tackle group. I think this is a solid group. But for me, Skoronski is just the best football player. I ended up putting him inside as an interior guy. I think he can play tackle, much like the conversation. I remember having this conversation with Zach Martin when he was coming out. You know, Zach Martin can play tackle, but Zach Martin being all-pro guard, and he's going to end up actually being a Hall of Fame guard when it's all said and done. But this kid's really, really refined, polished, strong. Elijah Vera Tucker, if you've seen what he's done early in his career with the Jets, I think this is that type of player. So he's plug and play. And then after that, really there's not much separating the next three guys. For me, I go Darnell Wright. I thought he had the best tape this year of the next three guys at right tackle at Tennessee. Had a great Senior Bowl, had an awesome combine. He's literally checked out every single box as you go through the process. And then you have Paris Johnson from Ohio State, who's a unbelievably athletic, quick-footed, just doesn't quite play with the same strength as Darnell Wright, and that worries me a little bit. And then you've got, you know, Broderick Jones, who's incredibly explosive and dynamic, and has the highest upside to me of this group, but maybe, you know, a little more raw than the other two guys. But all three of those guys are going to be starting tackles right away.
Let's go into Darnell Wright a little bit more because he played quite a bit at left tackle for Tennessee. Then they were able to move him over to the right tackle spot, and apparently, like that is his spot because, I mean, nobody ask Will Anderson about Darnell Wright, right? Like, so that's all the tape that he needed, I guess.
Yeah, no, he was awesome in that game. I always caution people on that too, though. There are, you know, when you really boil it down to him one-on-one in pass pro against Will Anderson, you're talking about maybe a handful of snaps. On other ones, you've got Will Anderson going to the other side or you've got some help. He absolutely did his job, and Will Anderson did not get a sniff, but this wasn't, you know, 55 snaps of one-on-one on an island with Will Anderson. But take nothing away from Darnell. He was darn near flawless this year. Doesn't get beat. He's always in balance. He's huge. You know, he's 30 pounds heavier than a lot of these guys we're talking about. So, and I didn't think he was that bad. I know a lot of people have made it sound like he just stunk the year before at left tackle. You can watch him against Georgia the year before. He hung in there just fine against all those dudes. So he is a really, really solid player. And again, I just, you know, with what he did on the field, and then it makes the evaluation easier when you get to see him for a week at the Senior Bowl, and then you get also a chance to see the workout that he had at the Combine. It's just he's done everything he needs to do.
I got let me ask you this. Which conversation is easier to have with me if I'm a fan of the game at the quarterback spot? If Levis was to slip or be taken higher, which conversation is easier to have with me to soothe my emotions?
I would say I think I can make a stronger case for him to slide a little bit. I just didn't think the tape was great this year. And I know, you know, you get in trouble when you find yourself trying to search for excuses. And he did, you know, look, I know they all are, you know, he did not have the same weaponry around him. He lost his top receiver. You look at the offensive line, lost two starters. They weren't as good. You look at the fact he plays in the SEC. He was beat up. He had a toe in his shoulder. I mean, I know all that stuff, but he didn't protect the football. He had fumbles. He had took bad sacks. He forced footballs. Like, all that stuff still exists. I can't flush that from my brain. So I think there's upside there. I think he's got a chance to be a good player, but I also think there's considerable risk.
There you go.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Just book that.
Please. I know
please,
it was just one
record
notes.
That.
I'm on top
you,
of
that.
No,
I've been. That's exactly everything that you said is how I have felt about his game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you get crushed for it. Did you get crushed for it, Daniel?
I get crushed for it.
Yeah. I mean, here's the problem is that you had Josh Allen, you know, who had limited supporting cast. And, you know, you had some issues there, and you try and excuse those away, and he's ended up being an unbelievable player. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's on that same level. I don't think he's as natural of a thrower as Josh Allen was. I don't think even the wow plays, the splash plays with Will Levis rise to the level of what we saw with Josh Allen and what he did coming out. So, again, I'm not saying there isn't a chance, you know, that this guy's going to be a good player. I think there is a chance he can be a good player. I think there's a lot of development that needs to take place. And I think, especially compared to, you know, Young and Stroud, I just think that, man, there's a lot more variance of what that result could look like.
Good stuff.
Love it.
So we have a chat that kind of goes with our show, and a couple of Titans fans want to hear from you about any wide receivers that, you know, could be maybe later picks, second round pick. Titans are picking 42nd round?
Second round.
Yeah. Anyway, wide receivers that are maybe in kind of that round. Do you go that deep?
Yeah. No, I end up having to do 400 players when this whole thing all said and done. So,
that makes my head hurt.
Yeah, yeah, I know. The funny thing is, it'd be like, I'll go to my kid's track meet, and my wife would be like, who won the last heat? And I'll be like, that kid, who was it, Peter, Tommy? She's like, how do you not know this kid's name? I'm like, I got 400 names rolling out of my head right now. I can't remember if the guy that runs the 400 is Peter, Billy, or Tommy. I can't remember. You can stay right in the state. Cedric Tillman, to me, is a really, really good football player. And I was talking to an assistant GM last night about him, and we just got around to watching him and was saying how underappreciated he thought he was in their draft room, that their grades were too low on him, you know, for how big and physical he is. Tyler Scott is a speedster from Cincinnati. He can fly, a little bit undersized, but a really, really good vertical guy. I think you have a role for him. You know exactly what you're getting. You know, Marvin Mims from Oklahoma, I think, is undervalued. Is probably going to be a fourth-round pick, who's somebody that, you know, I think he ran in the high 4.3s. He's a complete route tree guy. He can get in and out of breaks. And you know, you go back and watch him with Caleb Williams the year before, and you can see, you know, everything you need to see with him. So those are just a few of the names. This year, I don't think the high-end receiver class is where it's been in years past. I mean, I like Jackson Smith and Jigba. I like Jordan Addison. I really like Zay Flowers. Those guys are good players. But in my personal opinion, there isn't a Garrett Wilson. There isn't a Chris Olave. There isn't one, you know, obviously isn't a Jamar Chase. There isn't a Justin Jefferson. There's not one of those in this particular draft class.
You mentioned one of those guys. Who do you have the Titans going with at 11 right now?
I think that's Smith and Jigba in the last one there.
Yeah,
playing a little bit of the Mike Vrabel Ohio State connection there. And also, you know, looking at Robert Woods not working out there, and Robert Woods being a little more slight frame, probably a little similar to Addison. Whereas Jackson Smith and Jigba gives you a little more strength, a little more physicality. And, you know, obviously in the name that shall not be mentioned, who was a very good wide receiver in Tennessee, who is no longer there, may or may not have played in the Super Bowl last year. maybe they appreciate a little bit more of the strength versus more of the slender route runner type.
Just beating around the bush, Dan. You're just beating around the bush.
So you're saying that the Titans need to upgrade at wide receiver in that room?
I'm saying that's a potential that when you go into your game against the Tennessee Titans, there might not be a player that you circle and write on your paper, when you're playing them at this point in time.
Well,
yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much do you look at what teams do during free agency? Does that kind of tip their hand sometimes, or does it not?
Well, I mean, look, Tennessee's a great example. I mean, you go out and pay Andre Dillard what they did, which surprised a lot of people around the league, that he got what he got. But that's a commitment to me that they want him in the mix there. So that, you know, could lead you in another direction when you look at a receiver room that doesn't have a lot of dudes. I like Treylon Burks. I'm hopeful there, but they need more. They need more firepower, especially in the AFC. We were talking about this today on our podcast, which was, if you're in the AFC and you look at the cyborg quarterbacks we have in this conference right now,
yeah,
if you can't get to 30 consistently, you have no shot of winning the Super Bowl. None. Because you're going to have to go through Mahomes. You're going to have to go through Burrow. You're going to have to go through Allen. We've got Trevor Lawrence coming up. You've got Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson. Like, you're not stopping all these teams. You're going to have to outscore some of them. So you need more firepower. And as I look at Tennessee, just to be honest, they don't have enough firepower to compete with those top-end teams to run through the tournament.
Definitely true. So we'll see how it all plays out. Man, always enjoy the visits, Daniel. Good stuff, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. Hey, baseball season's almost here, and my Padres are going to win the World Series, and then hopefully we get an expansion team in Nashville so we can go out there and watch some baseball out there as well.
All in for that.
Word around the campfire, it's going to happen one way or another. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
All right, Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network Draft Experts, got the new mock draft out, and you can get it at NFL.com. Move the Sticks podcast at Move the Sticks.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.